B'choros Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet 3 for the last of the Perek, and we're talking more about the restrictions on Giza, the shearing of the wool of a B'chor sheep. So, Midoraisa, when the sheep is slaughtered, if it's a Balmum, or for the matter, if it's a Tam and it's brought as a Korban, so then the hair, the wool that's on the hide of the animal becomes permitted. The question is, what about hair that detached prior to the slaughter of the animal? So, midoraisa for sure should be mutter. It came out by itself. Midorabanan, there are restrictions put on it because we don't want people to let their animals linger around, the b'choros linger around, lest you come to shear it or to work it or something else go wrong. And therefore, we don't want to give any incentive to the farmer, we'll call it, or the kohen, to, it's really the kohen typically, to let it linger about rather than slaughter it and eat it. So the question is, what happens after death to the wool that was detached prior to the slaughtering of the animal? Everyone agrees that the animal, if it was slaughtered properly, so then what's on the hide is permitted. Everyone agrees that if the animal wasn't slaughtered properly as a balmum and it died, so then it has to be buried, including the hair that's attached to it, the wool is attached to it, has to be buried as well. But what's with detached hair? So this Mishnah comes to answer that question. This Mishnah is structured as one of those Mishnayos which are a little hard to follow for a lot of people because it's really a machlokas about what the machlokas is about. Okay, so essentially we're going to have two opinions on what the machlokas is about. The people who are arguing, those are the Akavi bin Mahalalel and the Chachamim, but their positions is a machlokas. The first is Rabbi Yehuda's approach to what they argued about, and the second is Rabbi Yos's approach to what they argued about. So let's see it inside. Says the Mishnah, Sa'ar b'chor bal mum, the hair or wool of a b'chor that had a mum, and therefore it's supposed to be slaughtered and eaten by the Kohen, but it got shenashar, it got detached prior, like, you know, the sheep passed by a thorn bush and someone got pulled out or something, v'hinicho b'chalon, and therefore the Kohen who's owning this sheep, he puts it for storage for later in the windowsill, okay? So then, v'achar kach shachato, afterwards he slaughters the animal properly. So what's with the wool in the windowsill? Kav bin Mahalal matir. Kav bin Mahalal says, listen, the wool on the animal is for sure permitted now. As far as the wool that was on the animal is detached from ahead of time. Yes, it's true. The rabbi said it should be restricted while the animal's alive because you don't want the animal to linger around and be left to linger longer than necessary. But now that's over because the animal's been slaughtered. So now that's the wool in the windowsill should be permitted. The Chacham Osram, the Chacham say no. The wool in the windowsill, that which became detached prior to the death of the animal, is still restricted. When the rabbi said it's forbidden, they meant it's forbidden and forever. So people shouldn't have any incentive to let the animal linger about. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And bottom line is that is the halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda's approach to the Chacham. Okay, period. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda regarding what the machlokas was exactly. Lo b'zeh hitir akavya. That wasn't the scenario where akavya was makel. In fact, even the chacham were makel in such a situation. The place where there was a sort of a stricture and akavya was makel relative to the chacham was ele b'sar b'chor ba'al mum shanashar. Again, the setup is you have a b'chor which has a mum, it should be slaughtered and hair gets detached and you put the hair or the wool now in a windowsill. Fine. But then, v'nichu b'chalon, you put it in the windowsill for storage, v'achar kach meis. But then the b'chor dies. You know, it's struck by lightning. It dies of old age. It gets hit by a bus. It doesn't get proper shechita. In which case, everyone agrees that the wool that's attached to the body is not permitted. It's going to be buried. The question is what's left with the wool that's on the windowsill? Because everyone would agree that if you would have slaughtered it, according to Rabbi Yossi, so then the windowsill hair would be permitted, even according to the Chacham, says Rabbi Yossi. The place where there was a machlokas was in that scenario, Akav Malal said, okay, since you can't shecht it anymore because it's dead, but still now the animal's no longer around, so no reason to restrict it. Now the leniency is released, and you could make use of the wool that's in the windowsill, whereas the Chum say no. The Chum say no. Even if, in the event where you didn't shecht the animal, that's when the wool is forbidden. However, the Chum would be lenient, according to Biosi, that if you shechted the animal just as the hair that's attached to its body is permitted, the hair that's no longer attached to the body, it's in the windowsill, could be permitted as well. So Rabbi Yossi takes a much more lenient approach. In any case, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chum, much more machmir, which is detached hair remains forbidden forever. Now, the last part of a mishnah here has a sort of a middle case, intermediate case. What about a hair that gets detached from the, like, from the follicle, from the root, on the back of the animal, but it didn't yet fall onto the floor? It's just enmeshed into the wool of the rest of the animal. And then when you shear it, so then, you know, some of the wool that you, is in the shearings had been detached prior. You shear it after you slaughter it, the heter, permit in a permitted way. But some of the hair that is now in your shearings was hair that detached prior to death, which the rabbi says is forbidden. So is that too forbidden? So the answer, says the Mishnah, is as follows. Hatzemer ha meduvlal bebechor, the wool that is like dangling from the bechor. Eshu nira min hagiza, the hair which seems like it's just part of the shearings. So you can't differentiate between that which was attached and not detached because it fits right in. It's like in a kind of smooth line, because when you shear the sheep, it sort of like makes like a kind of like a smooth carpet of wool, if you will. So that mutter, you can just, you don't have to be, the rabbis weren't so strict. And they said, if you can't identify it, they said, okay, so fine, you can keep it, no problem. Ve'esh einu nira min hagiza, however, the part of the wool which clearly haven't been detached before, and so when you like kind of shear the sheep, there's like a smooth carpet of wool, if you will, plus some stuff dangling off the edge because that was attached from before, that usher, even that, since it was attached prior to the animal shechita, remains forbidden forever. So the chacham, you just have to remove that, the extra bit of wool that clearly wasn't part of the wool that was attached to the animal at the time it was slaughtered.